We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Heavy rain causing big problems in much of central Kansas. We've got the story.
Wichita police arrest suspect in kidnapping of young girl. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A teen who collided with a handicapped van may have been driving under the influence. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council approves a five-year tax abatement for a local company.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A nearly stalled frontal boundary has led to rain and thunderstorms off and on for much of the week and flooding this morning. How long will this last? Our forecast is coming up.
Roads closed in several cities around south central Kansas overnight. I-35, the turnpike, closed south of Wellington for a time, but it closed right now. Now going down into Oklahoma, National Weather Service reports water rescues in Rose Hill, Mulvane, Augusta, Hutchinson. Seven cars of a train were blown over and derailed in Cowley County. No injuries there. The town of Belle Plaine without power for a time as several power poles were knocked down in the storm, and power was restored later in the evening. National Weather Service reported early this morning just over an inch and six-tenths of rain near Wichita's Eisenhower Airport over the past 24 hours. Mulvane has received at least 5 inches or more of rain, with 3 to 5 inches more common around the area here in south central Kansas.
Police say a teenage driver, possibly under the influence, crashed into a handicap van in West Wichita. Seven people injured.
It happened Tuesday afternoon on the corner of St. Louis and Young near Central and West. Police say the driver of a red car went through a stop sign, colliding with the handicap van. The van's occupants were hospitalized with injuries ranging from moderate to severe. Police Sergeant Bill Stevens says the driver may have been under the influence.
This is about driving under the influence of illegal substances. So, and the danger that can happen when you do drive under the influence.
The 17-year-old driver of the car and a passenger were not seriously injured. They're being held for questioning. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police have a suspect in custody after an 8-year-old girl was the victim of a kidnapping in far west Wichita.
Approximately noon on Sunday, officers responded to an abduction call at the White Glove Inn at 11430 West Kellogg. Upon arrival, officers contacted a 30-year-old female. While playing, this unknown male contacted her daughter and pulled her into a storage shed against her will. The girl screamed for help, and the suspect fled the area.
Police Captain Brent Allred says officers arrested the 39-year-old male suspect shortly after midnight Monday at his home in North Indiana. He was booked into jail on one charge of kidnapping. Investigators believe the suspect was performing lawn maintenance on a business in the area when the incident occurred.
A growing company gets some help from City Hall. The Wichita City Council approving a 78.5% five-year tax abatement for Metal Pros.
The company is expanding operations in southwest Wichita, south of Eisenhower National Airport. They manufacture items such as highway sign structures and bridge railings using aluminum, steel, and stainless steel. Along with the new building, the company plans to add 17 new jobs with an average annual salary of nearly $50,000. Mayor Jeff Longwell had high praise for the group, saying,
"We appreciate companies that are willing to make that investment in our community."
If the company meets the city council's requirements over the first 5 years, they will be eligible for another exemption for a second five-year term. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A suburban Denver K-12 school is the site of the latest mass shooting. Authorities now identify one of the suspects as 18-year-old Devon Erickson, and begin early investigation steps to find a motive.
At one point, they were seen towing away a car which was covered with some very disturbing graffiti. They're obviously also combing through Erickson's social media profile and indeed the social media profile of the other alleged shooter, looking for any clues as to what drove the two students to bring mayhem to the STEM Highlands Ranch school. According to witnesses, one of those shooters pulled a gun from a guitar case before they opened fire in two classrooms, beginning what, of course, was an absolutely terrifying ordeal.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt reporting. Police say the pair shot and killed one student and wounded eight others, some critically. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet helping his team in the NBA playoffs. And we'll hear some pretty good comments about Fred coming up in sports.
Problems for a dating app and the ages of its users. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Here on a Wednesday morning, the process of obtaining a new real ID is creating headaches for some Kansas residents. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert.
Vietnam War veteran Armando Fleming is among several Kansas residents who have left driver's license offices empty-handed after learning that the documents they brought to verify their identity weren't enough to get approved for a real ID. The credential will be required under federal law to board airplanes and enter some federal buildings beginning next year. Fleming was denied because the name on his birth certificate doesn't match the name he's used his entire life. He spent $204 to legally change his name. The Kansas Department of Motor Vehicles has acknowledged that some are seeking legal name changes to obtain a real ID. Driver Services Manager Kent Selk says it's a problem mostly affecting older residents.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's royal baby has arrived, but the privacy of the newest edition of the royal family, now the priority. Sky News' Rihanna Mills with details.
From the moment their son was born, with an unexpected statement from Dad.
It's been the most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have delivered their baby news in their own way.
Even before their son was born, Harry and Meghan had very clear ideas about how they were going to introduce their child to the world. No plans for a big photo opportunity, instead keeping things much more low-key, and a sign of how these doting parents will do everything they possibly can to protect their child's privacy.
That baby boy is now seventh in line for the throne.
Want tomatoes with that? It could cost you a lot more thanks to tariffs.
Mexico warns Americans might pay up to 70% more for tomatoes when the U.S. reimposes a 17.5% tariff on imports. The tariff was suspended under a 2013 agreement in which Mexican growers promised to sell at fair prices, but U.S. growers say their Mexican counterparts sell below fair prices and they can't compete with Mexico's low wages. The Mexican government says many tomato exporters can't afford the deposits required to comply with the tariff. Those deposits amount to about $350 million. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning out there in traffic, we've got a traffic accident now. You're going to want to watch out northbound on I-235 and northbound I-235 just north of Zoo Boulevard. We've got a traffic accident there. Got a call from one of my traffic trackers, K-42 by I-235. They've got the traffic signals malfunctioning there, so the lights are flashing red in all four directions. Got to treat that one like a four-way stop. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS News. I'm Jed Chambers.
Which everybody is confused about. Nobody knows how to do that. At any rate, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A flash flood warning continues in effect across portions of Butler, Cali, Sedgwick, and Sumner County through 9:45. Another round of showers and thunderstorms is likely again this afternoon with a high 72. Rain tonight, our low 44, and then cloudy, breezy, and cooler tomorrow with a high 52. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. 57 degrees. Stephen Ted here on KNSS at 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Ted, as you know, I'm very handy around the house.
Okay, that's a lie, but go ahead.
I've convinced my wife and others that I'm not handy, and this means that I don't have to do any work. See how it works?
Okay.
Psychological.
Ah, nice.
That's why I have people like Mike Napoleon and Mike Napoleon at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They're with us this morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. How's it going?
You ever done any radio?
No.
Okay, say 98.7.
98.7.
And 1330.
1330.
KNSS.
KNSS.
That's it. I like it.
Yeah, Steve's done.
Good job. You guys you've been a family-owned business for, what, 20 years or more, Mike?
Yes, sir, we have.
Yeah. Tell us about it. How did you decide to do this? I bet you were doing something else before.
Oh, well, I've been in service all my life, pretty much since I got out of the Air Force. And I moved here to Wichita back in 1999 through Circuit City, who is now closed, and worked in this area servicing appliances. Decided to go out on my own because I thought I could do a better service for folks.
Well, you know, that's risky, isn't it? I mean, you
it was scary.
I mean, for a while, you probably have no income at all.
No, yes, yeah. That's a crack.
That, those are tough times.
Yes, sir.
So how's business for you? You're working on what, washers? Dryers?
Yes. We do all major appliances, well, most major appliances in the home, and we owe it all to God. I mean, that's blessing our company.
That's your CEO there. Huh?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you brought Mike Jr. into the business so you don't have to pay him, and you got another guy, right? That's the way it works, Mike?
Yeah, kind of, a little bit.
When you grow up, was there anything else you wanted to do? Or maybe you still want to be an insurance agent someday or something, huh?
No. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy working with my family.
Okay, what's the best part of it, Mike? The best part of being in business, of just your independence or what?
Well, independence of providing a service to the community, to be honest. I really enjoy providing the service and being the hero, you know, walking out of the house and being a hero to the customer.
Well, that's good. And your basic philosophy of service is just serving the customer then? Huh?
Our company mission and our statement is that it is better to be a poor man who walks in integrity than to be a rich man who is crooked in his ways.
That is Proverbs, and Proverbs is really interesting. I'm not preaching today, but it's got a lot of neat stuff in it. It's better to do this than that.
Yes, sir.
And so you've applied that to your business, and you're doing well. Huh?
Yes, sir, we are. We're being blessed.
So how do I get a hold of you? And somebody wants to, right now, they want to talk to you.
Well, you can call Terry if you need to set up an appointment at 409-1525. She'll be glad to set you an appointment.
Who's Terry? Is she?
That's my wife. Or Rachel, my daughter-in-law, at the same number.
So you got your whole family working for you, so you don't have to pay anybody.
Well, I wish that's the way it worked. Yeah,
that's pretty sharp, Mike, I got to tell you. Hey, Mike Napoleon, and Mike Napoleon, thanks, guys, for coming in and being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us on,
sir. Nice to have you with us.
Have you ever had any unusual appliances to repair? Did people come up with some interesting?
We get some unusual stuff, especially after they've already gotten started.
There you go. Yeah, that's a bad part. Yeah. It's like when I was working on that sump pump in my attic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Is that where you're at? No, that's not where a sump pump is. Never mind.
You've already messed up.
I've messed up. All right, Napoleon, thank you guys for coming in.
Appreciate it. Always.
By the way, thanks for supporting us on The Blur, our entertainment news every day. We're really glad to have you guys on board with that.
We loved being with you guys. You guys are great.
Okay. Thanks, Napoleon.
Thank you so much.
All right. It's 8:14 now. You can stay here if you want to and watch a little bit.
We don't care. Work to do.
Oh, yeah. You got to go. That's great. So do I.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys. The police turn up all kinds of things during a traffic stop, but this stop in Florida produced a very interesting find. A sheriff's official say a Florida woman pulled a small alligator from her yoga pants after being pulled over in a traffic stop. The Charlotte County Sheriff's officers say a deputy stopped a pickup truck Monday after it ran a stop sign and found a couple inside. Authorities say driver Michael Clemens told them he and his passenger, Ariel Machin Lequeer, were collecting frogs and snakes and gave them permission to search their bags. Apparently they were
as one does, yeah.
Apparently they were there. They were on a date or something. He said, you know it'd be fun. Just go. Anyway, the deputy found 41 three-striped turtles in the woman's backpack.
Yikes.
Asked if there was anything else, the woman pulled a foot-long alligator from her yoga pants.
Oh, yeah. I've got this alligator, too. Mm. Where? Oh, wait till you see this.
State Fish and Wildlife Commission has taken over the investigation. Don't... Even a foot-long alligator, don't they have teeth? Wouldn't that be kind of risky to have an alligator in your pants?
A little dangerous, maybe.
Or any kind of reptile in your clothing is probably not a good idea. 8:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we'd just like to remind you one more time that Howie Mandel is coming to the Prairie Band Casino in Topeka on the 15th of May. Going to have a show there, and we've got a chance for you to go to the show. A couple of tickets, plus a hotel stay, $50 in Prairie cash, $50 certificate for dinner You have to register to win this prize. Go to our webpage, knssradio.com, and get in the mix for the drawing, okay? You go to the webpage, you pull down on contest, and there's a code word there. They ask you for a code word. The code word is funny, F-U-N-N-Y. And you could be the lucky winner of that trip down to see Howie Mandel at the Prairie Band Casino in Topeka.
Yeah, it'd be great.
8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, and we had some pretty good news about the Royals and the Shockers, right, Ted?
Yeah, the Shocks in action last night. Baseball on the road over in Springfield, Missouri, taking on the Bears of Missouri State. There was about a 40-minute lightning delay in this one, and the game went extra innings. So we were on the air a long time last night. Mike Kennedy was right here on KNSS with the coverage. The Shockers were behind, but tied it up with a home run in the eighth inning. But it looked bleak for the Shockers in the bottom of the ninth inning when the Bears had the bases loaded with one out. Could the Shockers get out of a jam? Pitcher Mitchell Walters on the mound. Mike Kennedy with the call here on KNSS.
1-2 pitch. Fastball got him looking. Missouri State doing some more arguing, but Mitchell Walters strikes out two in a row in the bottom of the ninth with the bases loaded to send this game to extra innings. And again on the replay, Missouri State's complaining about low pitches on those called strikes, but both of them were right there in the inning. Now we got some more arguing going on. And we will move on to the 10th inning with some sullen Missouri State players arguing with the umpires. No runs, one hit, no errors, three men left.
Nicely done by the Shocks there, and Wichita State would pounce in the top of the 10th inning with five runs on the scoreboard. Beat the Bears 9-4 in 10 innings. Back-to-back road wins for the Shockers, who had lost seven times in a row to the Bears in Springfield. Got that string snapped with that win last night on the road. The Kansas City Royals on the road last night in Major League Baseball, visiting the first-place Houston Astros. And what a game for the Royals. Ryan O'Hearn hitting a Grand Slam home run early in the game. The Royals were piling up the runs, and it really never stopped all night long. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Pitch, swing, and a high fly ball deep left field. Way back there. It is gone. Another Grand Slam. Whit Merrifield's fourth hit of the night is a grand slam, and the Royals lead it 12-1.
But like I said, go have yourself a night.
He has had a night and then some. My goodness. Now we can say it. Save some for tomorrow. Wow.
Yeah, that was like Saturday when the Royals blew out the Tigers 15-3.
Exactly. My goodness.
Royals win it 12-2. First time in 15 years the Royals have had two Grand Slam home runs in one game.
Wow.
Danny Duffy certainly enjoyed all the run support. He got his first win of the year. Royals will finish up their road trip at Houston tonight. Live pregame coverage begins at 6:30 this evening. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs last night. Eastern Conference semifinals, Game 5 in Toronto. The Raptors hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. Huge win for the Raptors. 125-89 over Philly. Coming off the bench for the Raptors, former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet had 5 points, a steal, an assist. He made 1 3-pointer. After the game, some comments about Fred VanVleet from Raptors head coach Nick Nurse.
I mean, Fred, again, he's got some special qualities, right? It's like, I know I wasn't having the greatest series in the world, but we went into game, four the other night, and you're thinking about, you know, you need to do something. You just had a miserable game three. You need to change things. And my thought is I don't want to go into a game like this without a guy like Fred, right? I just, again, even though he wasn't scoring, he makes those kind of plays.
That's what Fred does. Helps you win games.
Sure does.
And the Raptors are now ahead of Philadelphia 3-2 in that best of seven series. A couple of birthdays today. Former Kansas City Royals pitcher Dennis Leonard is 68 years old today. Still the only Royals pitcher ever with 3 20-win seasons.
Wow.
As he piled up a ton of wins between about 1975 and 1981.
He was tough.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He was a horse. He is in the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame, and rightly so. Dennis Leonard is 68 today. And a guy that has helped us out with so many sports broadcasts over the years, Tommy Thurber.
Tom Thurber.
Who is a studio engineer, board operator, has worked many years for us over at Sports Radio KFH. And Tommy's a great guy to have around, and we certainly enjoy him, and he is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Tom Thurber.
Professional guy, takes a lot of pains with everything he does. Yes. Wants to be perfect, and it's a nice man.
Does a great, yes.
A very nice man.
Yep.
Yeah.
We love him, and it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Tommy, at Sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, it's 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says the world is evil. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.